This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Hamdan yuafi ni'mahu wa yukafi'u mazida. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammadin khatim al-anbiya'i wa imam al-mursaleen wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Someone once asked our teacher Sayyid al-Habib Umar about the miracle that took place with one of the followers and one of the companions of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. And as we know, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a dominion and a kingdom that no one after him outwardly ever had. And when he asked, who will bring me the throne of the Queen of Sheba? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this story in the Quran, that a ifrit from the jinn, a very powerful type of jinn, said, I will get her throne and bring it before you, before you leave this gathering. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that someone who was blessed with knowledge, and this was one of the human beings, one of the awliya, one of the righteous servants of Allah, he said, I'll bring you her throne before you blink your eyes. And Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam saw her throne before him. So someone had asked our teacher Sayyid al-Habib Umar, they said, if the karama, if the miracle that one of the followers of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam did was bring the Queen of Sheba's throne from Yemen to Palestine in the blink of an eye, what can one of the awliya from the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam do? And Sayyid al-Habib Umar, he said, he can take a person's heart to Allah. One of the awliya from the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad can take a person's heart to Allah. That the awliya can bring the throne from Palestine, from Yemen to Palestine. These awliya, they can take your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to recognize that when we're in these gatherings, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the full blessing of these gatherings and give us reverence for these gatherings, that there is a special type of giving that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. None of us has done anything to deserve it. None of us has done anything to earn it. This is purely from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want to be aware and mindful of the opportunity that we have and the gifts that we've been given by being from the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by being connected to these gatherings and being connected to a series of great imams, generation after generation, all the way back to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation. So when we come here, and in our day-to-day lives, we have to ask ourselves, what is it that we aspire to? What is it that we're seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is it that we want from Allah? Because the doors of His giving are open in a way that has never been given to any previous prophetic community by the blessing of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a reminder to myself and all of you that we should raise our aspirations. We should seek great things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the greatest ways that we can seek those things from Him, and one of the greatest ways that we can prepare our hearts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasuries to be opened for us, is by attending these gatherings with adab, by attending these gatherings with sincerity and good manners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that connection and open our hearts and bless us with what He blesses His most beloved among His creation. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. والحمد لله رب العالمين والعفو منكم.